Inspector. My name is Clarice Starling. Can I speak with you?
You're one of Jack Crawford's, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Closer, please. Closer. Jack Crawford sent a trainee to me. Now then, tell me, what did Miggs say to you? Multiple Miggs in the next cell. He hissed at you. What did he say?
He said, I can smell you're a cunt.
I see. I myself cannot. Oh, Agent Starling, you think you can dissect me with this blunt little tool? It won't do. Why don't you ask me about Buffalo Bill?
You know something about him?
I might if I saw the case file. You could get that for me. I'll help you catch him, Clary.
Never forget what he is.
I'll help you catch him, Clary.
Never forget what he is.
Quid pro quo. I tell you things, you tell me things. Not about this case, though. About yourself. Quid pro quo. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? You're very frank, Clary. I think it would be quite something to know, private mind. I'll help you catch him, Clary.
Never forget what he is.
I'll help you catch him, Clary.
Never forget what he is.
Good evening, Clary. Pity about poor Catherine, though. Tick-tock.
You were telling me the truth back in Baltimore, sir. Please continue.
Well, I've read the case files, have you? Everything you need to find him is right there in those pages.
They found the ambulance in a parking garage at Memphis Airport. Crew was dead. Killed a tourist, too. By now he could be anywhere.
You won't come after me. I can't explain it. You would consider that rude. It's over. She's dead.
I'll help you catch him, Clary.
Never forget what he is.
I'll help you catch him, Clary.
Never forget what he is.
Starling.
Well, Clary.
Have the lamb stopped screaming.
After Lecter.
Don't bother with the trace. I won't be on long enough.
Where are you, Dr. Lecter?
I have no plans to call on you, Clary. The world's more interesting with you in it.
Then you take care now to extend me the same courtesy.
You know I can't make that promise.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.